Early in the NHL's history, there were several groups of all-stars that gathered to raise money for various players who had suffered injury during games. However, the first official NHL All-Star Game occurred in October of 1947. It featured the Stanley Cup champions playing an assembled roster of All-Stars from the rest of the league. It stayed that way for about 20 years. Today, we've got something a little bit different, and this year, they're changing things even more. Today, Chris and I talk about the 59th annual NHL All-Star Game to be held Sunday, January 30th in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm Jason Carillo.
And I'm Chris Withers.
And we are Pucked in the Head.
We've just entered November fairly recently, but there's no reason we can't talk about the All-Star Game. We've got it at the end of January, and hey, who better to talk about it with than my good friend Chris Withers?
Jason, good to be back as always. They've just recently put out the NHL All-Star ballot, which is why we're here.
We are here to talk about the atrocious job the NHL has done in putting together a list of quote-unquote the 100 best players in the NHL.
So you don't like it?
I think they made up this list sometime during the playoffs last year.
Yeah, it does kind of look that way, doesn't it?
Whoever is in the head office in charge of this list hasn't watched a game since the playoffs last year.
Well, maybe Colin Campbell was busy creating emails and sending them off, whining about...
Chris, we talked about this before we started today. We're not talking about Colin Campbell's emails.
All right.
Some little hobbit in New York writes a few angry letters. That's not news.
Oh, apparently it is. Because it's in the news.
But it's not news to me. I don't care.
Okay. I do agree with you. A lot of these players were fantastic last year and have not been so this year. Any names that jump out off the page at you as shouldn't be on this year's list?
Well, let me... Not so much names that shouldn't be on the list. I want to talk about some names that should be on the list.
Okay.
Take a look at the defenseman category. Out of the... Now, this is just going by points.
Yes.
Now, of course, points for defensemen is not the only way to measure a blue liner by any stretch of the imagination. However, out of the top 12 scoring D-men in the NHL, guess how many are on this ballot?
Eight.
Four.
Really?
Four out of the top 12 scoring defensemen are on this ballot. Chris Letang, Lubomir Visnovsky, Ray Whitney, Jordan Leopold, Alex Edler, James Wisniewski, Jack Johnson, and John Michael Lyles are not on this ballot. They are all top 12 scoring defensemen.
You're pretty angry about this.
I'm pissed. This is horrible. It's embarrassing.
Okay. The NHL All-Star Game is a corporate event. And quite frankly, James Wisniewski and John Michael Lyles are not everyday names.
They sure as hell are in their cities. John Michael Lyles is one of the most popular players in Colorado, and he's a good young defenseman. Has been for a couple of years.
But the kind of people that are actually going to give half a damn about the All-Star Game, namely the people who are sponsoring it, are not going to care about a number of those players.
How many people around the league could recognize Stefan Robida on the street?
Not very many.
If Mark Strait walked up to you in a bar and said, "Hi, I'm Mark Strait. I play for the New York Islanders." You wouldn't recognize the guy.
No, I probably would not.
So this argument holds no water for me, man. The NHL is dropping the ball. The All-Star Game is supposed to be for the best players in the league. And I'm sorry, Martin Brodeur is not one of the best goalies in the league this year.
No, he's not. But he's going to get a lot of votes. He would get a lot of votes even if he wasn't on the ballot. And he is the kind of name that you want to have in the All-Star. There's more to an
Antti Niemi has stunk the place out in San Jose.
Agreed. He shouldn't be on there.
He should not be on this list. And I like Niemi. He should not be on the list.
Yeah, okay. I think we're on different pages here. I think that there are a lot of guys on that list who should not be on there. I also think that there are very few, if any, guys not on that list who should be on there.
Did you listen to that list of defensemen I just gave you?
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me Chris Letang is tied for the league lead in points for a defenseman. He's tied with Nick Lidstrom right now. He's actually in first place because he's got more goals than Nick Lidstrom does. He's the top scoring defenseman in the league so far this year. He doesn't deserve to be on this list?
Yeah.
And he's got an awesome name. Letang. Awesome. That's All-Star Game material, my friend.
When you hear a tang in hockey, it's usually not a good thing.
This guy needs to be in the All-Star Game. He's the best defenseman in the league so far this year. Why is he not on this ballot? And you know what? I don't even like the fact that the fans vote on this stuff.
You can say shit. We can edit it later.
I don't like the fact that the fans are voting on this at all. If Martin Brodeur is voted in, it's really sad, and it belittles all of his years where he deserved to be there.
Agreed.
And I just think it's atrocious.
Like I said, I think that the All-Star ballot is too comprehensive.
Dan Hamhuis does not deserve to be on this ballot.
No.
I'm a Hamhuis supporter. You know that. I've said that from the moment we signed him. I was giddy that he's on the Canucks roster.
No,
he doesn't deserve to be there.
He absolutely does not.
He has not even been the best defenseman on the Canucks, let alone one of the top 25 in the league.
And I would argue that neither does Edler, neither does Erhoff.
I'm not even arguing that they need to be there. I'm saying he's not even the best on the team. Why is he on the ballot?
Yeah. Okay. So we don't like the ballot for different reasons.
I don't like that it's up to fans. And look at this. The fans can vote as many times as they want. Some prepubescent girl's got a crush on TJ Oshie, so she votes for him with her hand held.
No, it's ridiculous.
300 times. That's just dumb.
Fans on at least one occasion, and they're trying for a second one, have tried humorously to get an undeserving player into the All-Star game since this new fans can vote as many times as they want system was implemented.
Yeah, it's an awful system.
There was the Vote for Rory campaign several years ago.
Which was funny.
Yes.
It was funny, but it's awful. It really is an embarrassment. And the Pro Bowl, how the Pro Bowl is picked by the coaches, am I right? In football?
No, I don't believe so.
How's the Pro Bowl picked?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that you've got fans in bumblecrap New Jersey or bumblecrap North Dakota voting
for... There's two bumblecraps in the
United States. There are two bumblecraps in the United States. How would you find those guys like voting for a tight end? How do you vote those guys in? That can't be fans voting those guys.
Okay, but...
I don't like it. Yeah. Ilya Kovalchuk should not be on this list. It's a travesty. He has been atrocious so far this year. The guy's got 4 goals. Ilya Kovalchuk is on pace for 19 goals and 39 points.
Do you think the players put this much emotion into the All-Star game selection process? Do you think they care as much as you do?
I think that at the end of a career, I bet a player is pretty proud of the fact that he went to, say, 8 All-Star games, even if he only deserved to be at 3 of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you look at 2 forwards, though. Take, just going down the list here, Brendan Morrow has had a much better season than Ilya Kovalchuk.
Definitely.
Does he deserve to be at the All-Star game in Kovalchuk's place, then? Or would you rather have the guy with more star power, who is absolutely Ilya Kovalchuk, regardless of his current...
All-star means best players in the league.
The guy's having a terrible season.
Yeah? So is Jerome Iginla. I love Jerome Iginla. I don't want to see him in the All-Star game this year. He doesn't deserve to be there.
I don't want to see an All-Star game. I don't care. I will watch the skills competition. If there's nothing else on and I'm not doing anything, I might watch a little bit of the All-Star game. But it's a show for the sponsors and the corporations.
So if it's a show for the sponsors and corporations, why wouldn't they want to have the best players out there? Why wouldn't they want to be able to say, hey, this is the guy who's leading the league right now. He deserves to be on the ice. Instead of saying, look at Ilya Kovalchuk. He's 109th in league scoring right now.
Because if you're trying to sell this to people who don't know the game of hockey very well, you want to go with the names that have the most cachet value.
I think that's crap. You want to take a game to North Carolina where people don't know hockey and give them a guy who's only scored 4 goals so far?
How many people from Carolina are going to be at this game? Really?
I think it's a sham. I think it's an absolute sham. If they're going to call it a corporate event, name it something other than All-Star Game. All-Star tells me best players in the league. These are not the best players in the league.
Okay. Who do you think are the best players?
All right. So we're going to get down to picks now. So in the forward position, I have picked Steven Stamkos. He is the top scorer in the league right now. Absolute sniper. He's at the top of his game. He's got 28 points in 17 games. 15 goals. He's on pace for over 70 goals right now. This guy is playing on a mediocre Tampa team, and he is lighting it up.
I also have Steven Stamkos.
Second pick, Daniel Sedin.
All right, it's gonna be like this.
It's a little bit of a homer pick. He's got 12 goals and 11 assists, 23 points. He's tied for fifth in league scoring. So he's got 23 points in 17 games.
Yeah,
and he has been dangerous every game. He's been dangerous so far.
I toyed with the possibility of putting both the Sedins on there. I ended up going just with Daniel as well because I think Henrik has been a little less dangerous than him. He's passed up a number of shots that I thought he should have taken.
And there's a key word for you, passed. Every time he gets in the slot where he should shoot, he's looking for a fancy pass.
Yeah, there was one just in the Buffalo game that we watched a little while ago where he was about 6 or 7 feet from Miller with nobody between them, and he did some weird little spinorama pass back to the point that ended up being picked off, I think.
And I think last year, the reason that Henrik just turned his game up a notch offensively is when Daniel was out, Henrik didn't have anyone to pass to, or so he thought. He thought, I need to shoot the puck. This year, he's thinking, I'm the magical playmaker. I'm going to set guys up because he doesn't want to look selfish when he's the captain of the team. So he's passing, but he's passing too much.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a revival of the Thomas Gradin story.
So
who do you have third?
Third, I wanted to make sure that you got an opportunity to use your new sound effect. So I went with Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby.
I went with Sid the Kid.
And what does Sid the Kid say, folks? Thank you very much. That's my lovely daughter, Mila. She's all of 11 days old.
Her
Sidney Crosby impression is
spot on. Outstanding.
It's just bang on. So you pick Sid the Kid. Why?
Besides the fact that he's Sid the Kid and he sells tickets, he is tied currently with Steven Stamkos for scoring in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
28 points, a little bit lower in goal totals, but he is the definition, I think, of an all-star.
Certainly, he sells the game, definitely. And he's been really dangerous the last 10 games. He's put up most of those points in the last 10 or 11 games. He had a little bit of a slow start, and then he's just been really dangerous ever since.
Yeah.
My third guy, I'm going with a sentimental pick. I did the homer thing with Daniel Sedin. I'm going to go with Teemu Selänne. 40 years old. Here's a guy who sells the game. 40 years old, and the Finnish Flash is 14th in league scoring. He's got 19 points in 19 games, and he is one of the reasons that the Anaheim Ducks are currently sitting in a playoff position. This is a team that no one around the league thought would do anything. And they're playing well. They're playing really well. And I think he's a big reason why.
Absolutely. I like the pick. I hope he gets in. Don't imagine he'll be voted in, but I hope that the NHL head office decides to put him on the team anyways.
Yeah, he's a guy who deserves to be in the All-Star game. Even if he's not in the top five in scoring, he is one of the best ambassadors for the game out there right now.
Moving to the blue line, we had a bit of a debate about whether or not I was allowed to go off the map or whether you were.
I actually have two write-ins. I have one write-in on defense and one write-in in the crease.
Oh, okay. All right. What was your second write-in then?
So, well, first of all, I'll go with a guy who is on the list that I think should be on the list, Dustin Byfuglien. This is a guy that you in particular said was basically garbage that was thrown to Atlanta, that Chicago didn't need him to do anything, and that he wouldn't really do much in Atlanta. On the blue line, he has 16 points in 18 games. He's got 3 game-winning goals so far. That's the most in the league so far this year. And he is playing very good hockey in Atlanta.
Crazy. The world is topsy-turvy.
The world is topsy-turvy, yes. But Dustin Byfuglien is a damned fine hockey player.
Have you seen any of Atlanta's games? How is he doing it? Is he getting power play time? Is he getting...
You know, he's doing some on the power play. He's, you know, got one or two lucky shots from the point, but he's just getting the puck through.
Hmm.
Once or twice, he's crashing the net, jumping up in the play. He's playing an all-around game.
Okay, well, my first pick, and I am surprised that I don't see him on your list, is one Nicholas Lidstrom of the Detroit Red Wings, who at, I believe, age 40, is second in the league in defenseman scoring.
He is tied with Chris Letang, who is my second pick.
Hmm.
Chris Letang, I'm writing in, because I really think he deserves to be there for Pittsburgh. With Sergei Gonchar gone, Chris Letang has stepped it up. He's +9. He's got 17 points in 19 games. He's playing like a stud. He deserves to be at this game. Nick Lidstrom, yes. He was a very close third, actually.
To do what he's doing at his age, is unbelievable.
Nick Lidstrom.
Yeah. My second pick, I've waffled a little bit on this one and ended up staying on the ballot. I think that the All-Star game needs a mohawk, so I'm going with Mike Green.
But this guy doesn't play defense. He's an offensive guy only. He's a defensive liability.
So he'll fit in at the All-Star game then, won't he?
Point taken. I would rather see Drew Doughty there than Mike Green, although Drew Doughty hasn't put up the points, and he was injured for a few games.
He's been injured.
Drew Doughty is a guy who is exciting offensively and defensively responsible.
I had considered very strongly putting Drew Doughty on my ballot. Mike Green is tied for 7th in the league in scoring, so he's not doing too badly, and he is a +9. This season. So defensive liability, he has not been.
Meh.
Who you got in net?
Carey Price.
Idiot.
I'm writing in Carey Price because he stepped up and took all the criticism with Yaroslav Halak going to St. Louis. Halak has played very well in St. Louis. And Carey Price has beaten the skeptics so far. He has gotten 2 shutouts already. He's 10-5-1 in 16. He's played all 16 games for the Habs. He's 10-5-1. He's got a .923 save percentage, 2.18 goals against average. He has played exceptionally well, shut out the Canucks the other night, and he has just been outstanding. That he is not on this list. That goalies like Kiprusoff and Luongo and Brodeur and Niemi are on this list, and Carey Price is not, it's criminal.
That is one of the picks, or one of the items that definitely looks like it was settled on last year.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. I don't like it. It is weak. It is very, very weak.
I think it's interesting how this played out. We didn't look at each other's picks prior to making them. You ended up with Carey Price, and I ended up with Yaroslav Halak, who is, if I may consult statistics briefly, 8-2-2. He's got a .932 save percentage and 3 shutouts for a very young St. Louis team that I think would be lost without him.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think they started to play pretty well last year. In the second half of last year, St. Louis is getting kind of dangerous.
I don't think that they would. I think they'd be in about where they were last year. They'd be struggling to make the playoffs, not sitting fourth overall in the conference.
Yeah, like I said, Yaro Halak has played very well. He's a good goaltender. I remember at the beginning of the season, when we did our Central Division preview, you were very meh about Halak, and I predicted he would do great things in St. Louis, so I'm glad to see you're coming around.
Yeah, well, I didn't think that he had established himself as a regular season goaltender, and so it's good to see him doing that.
That it is. So, anything else you've got to say?
Well, we haven't yet touched on the rest of the players and the system for selecting said players.
I like the system.
I do too.
I think it's great. 2 team captains, and they basically, it's pick 'em. It's just like schoolyard, you know, backyard rink hockey.
It is. Here is what I wish.
You hope for.
Well, there's no point in hoping for it because it's not going to happen.
Alrighty.
At least not this year. I wish that the NHL had decided to forego selecting the teams 2 days in advance. Just get everybody out on the ice in a generic jersey, put their sticks in, and pick them out. Barring that, to at least have the selection live right before the game and then just go at her. No time for analysis 2 days before.
I agree. I think I've always thought this. I think they shouldn't have all-star coaches. I think they should just let the players play.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Or have a comedic coach. Have Biz Nasty come in and coach one of the teams.
Now, what do you think about, there's an annual minor hockey or junior hockey game that is coached, one team's coached by Bobby Orr, the other team is coached by Don Cherry.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I like it. Those two in particular, those two guys have developed a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about, say, Tony Esposito and Phil Esposito?
Excellent.
Bobby Hall and Dennis Hall.
Yeah, if you pick the two guys properly, that could be great theater. Wayne and Mario.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ken Dryden and Vladislav Tretiak.
There's no fighting in the All-Star game, so that's not going to work.
Ken Dryden wasn't a bruiser. This guy's a brainiac.
What are you talking about?
Putting those two on the ice, I don't think.
Well, they're not going to send Bobby Clark over the boards to break Karlamov's leg. It's been 40 years since that happened.
You think they're not still pissed at each other?
I don't think so. Vladislav Tretiak is a goaltending coach for, is he still with Chicago? But he and Ken Dryden have been friends for years.
Who's the minister of sport in Russia? I thought that was Tretiak.
Isn't that Igor Larionov now?
I don't know.
Or is it Fedosov?
Maybe it's Fedosov.
I can't remember.
Anyways. So I really shouldn't bring up trivia questions that neither one of us knows the answer to, should I?
Well, and you shouldn't bring up trivia questions that are about things that happened 10 years before you were born. At least I was an infant when the 72 Summon series happened.
See, now that would be fair if you adhered to your own regulations, but you don't.
Well, that's because I actually know something about old-timey hockey.
Well, that's our look at the All-Star game, because I'm sick of taking shit and abuse from Jason.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. That's been Pucked in the Head number 17. The All-Star game is January 30th. You can vote at NHL.com. Vote once, vote often. Whatever you do, it's a complete sham.
Have a nice night, everybody.
Let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me soon, because I'll soon be out of range. I'm feeling able as Cain. I only take these for pain. Broke out of rehab just like Ahab in that book by Mark Twain. Don't you worry, see you back here again. I don't mean to complain.